We had over here the Rashi who says that a chiddush neira, that even the Rava who doesn't hold Mikana Lavor Goyver, it's not the Malvas, it's the Levers. The Malva can't sell it like a buyer holds, but he agrees that there's a certain limitation in the Levers selling it. A and B. And that's why, and that's the only reason why the Malva is able to collect from the Lekeach. I want to stress something. I just said there's two Chidushim in Rashi. One is that even though Rava argues in Abaye and holds that it belongs to the Malva, it belongs to the Leva, not the Malva. But Rava agrees that there's Epis, not the Leva. It's a mega Chidush. That's one Chidush. The second Chidush is, and that's the reason why you collect from the Lekeach, because otherwise you can't collect from the Lekeach. There's two bazundura bombs in this Rashi. One is that the reason why, one is a shasach, that the reason why a Malva is able to collect from the Lekeach is not the way we learned all the years, because it's a shibud, but because the sale is not a sale. That's Aleph. The second bomb is that Le'rova also is not a sale. Those are two separate chiddushim, no shachas. One's a chiddush in Hilchos Gvias Choyv, what allows me to collect from a Lekeach. And the tzveta chiddush is that now that you're telling me that the only way you can collect from a lekeach is because there's no sale, so that makes sense for the bayu who holds that it belongs to the malva, so the leva can't sell, but they rub it's the levis. There's just no, there's an epis, a weakness in the levis holding it also. That's a summary, a very clear summary of the two humongous chiddushim that this Rashi taught us, which mamish, as we saw from the ktseis, shook all the gedele achreinim, the ktseis and the nesivis of all. We started to talk yesterday that the second chiddush, that Le'rava is also epis, a weakness, is not because stam, when there's a shibud, there's a weakness, nor it's because when you exercise the weakness tomorrow, when you exercise the shibud tomorrow, or better said, the exercising and the using the shibud tomorrow is what causes the weakness now. Yeah? That's what causes the weakness now. What causes the weakness now is the doing and using the shibud of tomorrow. That's the yesoid that we said in Rava. Not the pshat is, that means after we were mechadish, this new chiddush that loy Rava also, that it's not the malvis, that it's the loivis. That it's the loivis. So why can't the loivis sell it? The answer is this episode of weakness. What is that weakness? Is the weakness stam because there's a shibud? No. We said the weakness is that when you exercise and utilize the shibud, the din of the shibud that you do tomorrow, that's what causes the weakness now. Okay? That's what we said yesterday. I want to go much deeper into what that means. Well, what is this weakness? According to Abaye, you don't have any problems. Because Abaye says that the minute you take the land, it was yours already from the Netamish, the Malva. Remember, we're going to discuss this in the next few days. Abaye says the Malva could sell it. The Malva could sell it from day one. Tachanadis field? No, it's his field. The Malva could sell it. But what is this vague weakness of Rava's that it's not the Malva's, but Epis, it's not the Levis 100% either, because there's something about tomorrow Shibud. Again, I stress, when you do the Shibud, when you don't do the Shibud and you pay cash, nothing to talk about. But to copy the Shibud, Epis creates an Einar Bershul. So what is that exactly? Let's go much deeper now. I'll explain. And also explain what exactly Rashi means. We're going to see the next Rashi. The Gemara says that Kuli Amal Leplik, everybody agrees that when the Leva sells it, the Malva can go ahead and take it. If the Leva sells it to Lekeach, he can go take it from him. If the Leva goes ahead and sells it to his Magdisha, if the Leva is Magdisha, so then everybody's Moida that the Malva can collect. Now, there's no argument about it. That the Malva can go take it. Everybody agrees to that. Zogdi Gemara, how do you go take it from Hegdish? There's a Mishnah in Erechin that says that Midaraisi can go take it from Hegdish, because the Shibur is Mafgir the Hegdish. Midarabanan, they said you have to slap on a symbolic dinner to make believe it looks like you're being paid, that people shouldn't make a mistake and think that you just take things out of Hegdish without pity, but it's exactly the Rabbanan. That's fundamentally, I can come with the Shibur and take it out of Hegdish. So we have a din that even Le'rova holds that it's the Levis, not the Malvis, But if the Leva gave it away to Hegdish, gave somebody else, the Malvin could take it. In fact, Rashi Akasha, we have a Gemara in many places that says that Hegdish mafgiv adishibut. We have a Gemara in many places that says Hegdish mafgiv adishibut. Hegdish mafgiv adishibut. That means we're making something Hegdish. You can't collect anymore. That means a huge limitation. That we say that the Malvin can go collect from Lekuchas, from Hegdish. You can't collect. It's Hegdish, the ballgame's over. Shibut doesn't work. So how can you tell me over here that you're allowed to go a stira from the Gemara here to Gemara, there's a Gemara in Yivam, there's a Gemara in Ksuba, there's a Gemara in many places. Okay. So Rashi asks a local kasha on the Nafka. The Gemara says that even though Le Rav, it's not the Malvas, but when the Levis sells it and he's makdish it, the story ends. So when the Levis sells it, we discussed it in the last 2 days. What about when the Levis makdish it also? Bachit could also collect. Kumi Abba Leplik, everyone. Effect Rashi, why you let it collect it? A hekdish is what I call. The hekdish is chal. Zok Rashi, a huge yisoid. There's a chalik between kedushas hakof and kedushas domim. That we say all over that when something's kaddish, it's mafkia the shibu and you don't have the right to collect it, that's why kedushas hakof. Over here we're talking about kedushas domim. And by kedushas domim, you can collect it and take it back. Bir hadvam, there are two types of hekdish you all know. This kedushas hagof, which is a carbon, for example, a guy says harezu oila, that's kedushas hagof. Harezu chatas, that's kedushas hagof. The gof is kaddish. Over there, if a guy takes a behema and makes it kaddish, the gof, you can't collect. Hekdish mafkiya shibud. The war comes over. You can't knock on hekdish as well. Too bad. Either the shibud, the animals mashubit to me. In a case where I was mashubit, too bad. Hekdish medif. You can't. Kedushas hagof. Kedushas dam, you can take. Kedushas Dom, you can take. Kedushas Dom, you can knock on the door and take it away. What's Kedushas Dom? Better kabayas. I donated it to Hekdish. It's Hekdish. But it financially belongs to Hekdish. The goof is not kadosh. It means when I go ahead and I donate a car to better kabayas. So the pshat is that it belongs to Hekdish, Shloshim Mishpavayot, but the goof is not kadosh. When I say Kedushas Dom, then it's not mafkia the shibur and bochayv collect. That's what Rashi says. So let's summarize. Even the rubber holds, it belongs to the Leva. But when the Leva sells it, so the Baal Chayav could collect from it. When the Leva is Makdish it, the Baal Chayav could take it from Hekdish. Fek Tosis, Fek Rashi, why? We have a Gemara all over that says not like that. That's Fek Kedushas HaGof, not Fek Kedushas Domim. This will start the whole journey, whole Meisim. And this will be Mashlem, everything spoke about the last 2 days. Tosis and Gittin Daf, Memo and Beis, brings down the Rashi. Tosin Gin, that memo base that I printed out for you today, brings down the Rashi that says that the din that Hekdish and Mafkid Hashib is only when Kedushas Hagof, like a carbon. When it's Kedushas Domer, it still belongs to Vedek Abayas, it belongs to Hekdish in general. It's not Mafkid Hashib, but in the Baal Chayav collects. In fact, Tosin is a very interesting Kasha. I stressed today on the Marmar Kremlin sheet that pay attention how Tosin asks the Kasha. Tosin asks in the form of a Mwanashach. Tosin asks in the form of a Mwanashach. This is the form of a manashach. This is, I don't understand. Verstehen. Make up your mind. A guy, a leva, who has nechasim. He has a mishubadim. He has the ability to make it hekdish, or he doesn't have the ability to make it hekdish. It's very interesting way Tezis is the kasha. Tezis deals with the ability to make it hekdish. You tell me there's a chalok between kedushas hagof and kedushas domim. Let's talk about the ability to make Hekdish. He has the ability to make it Hekdish or not. And Teis asks a very lomdish from a monashach. In fact, Teis again, a monashach, I understand. You have nechasa mishubadim. You have karka, that's mishubad. You have an animal, that's mishubad, where you mishabad the animal. You have the ability to make it Hekdish? The loiva has the ability to make it Hekdish? Yes or no? Says Teis, loir abaya? No. The abaya holds what? Mafehu gaiva. Abaya holds that who does the animal belong to? It belongs to the Malvin, not the Leva. So the Leva can make a Hekdish. But according to Rava, make up your mind. You can make a Hekdish, you can't make a Hekdish. Decide, yes or no. Says Tosis, Amori Tekazach, Alam Desha Tosis. Says Tosis, it's Rava Lishitasa. Who's the one who said that Hekdish Mafkiba Deshibud? Rava. Zak Tosis, Hale Rava holds, Mikael Habagor. Rava holds, belongs to the Leva. No, belongs to the Leva. Says Tosis. So Hekdish, you're able to make it. I'm able to make it Hekdish. I mean, Tosis resolves his Mamanoshach by saying, yes or no, the answer is yes. Because it's Rava. And Rava holds Mikan Labogreva. So it's the Levis. The Levis can go ahead and make a Hekdish. So in the original Memonashach, the Tosis asked and said, listen, make up your mind. You could make a Hekdish, you can't make a Hekdish. Decide, yes or no. The answer is I could make a Hekdish, because I don't like Rava. And Rava holds Mikan Labogreva. It's the Levis, not the Malvis. I'm allowed to make it. And make Shalom Yisrael. Slowly. So the Tosis says, really? You made it Hekdish? What's the Kabushi? What's the Kabushi? What's the Kabushi? There's a fundamental chiddush between kedushas dam and kedushas agof. By kedushas dam agof, kedushas agof, which is the kedusha of the body itself, of the guf itself, is a klal called sulei paka. Kedushas agof can't go away. It's kedusha. It's holiness. Without its holiness, its kedusha, its helikite, it can't go anywhere. Sulei paka. Once it's chal, doesn't go off. Nothing helps to remove kedushas agof. It's a helikazach. It's a chatos. It's an oilo. Sulei paka. Now, sulei paka articulates itself, expresses itself in the fact, for example, you can't be paida. You can't come along and say, I'm going to give $1,000. Let's be mafkia the kedusha from da'ila. Once it's kaddish, it never goes off. Kedusha's domim. You could be paida. A guy donates a car to Beder Kabayis. He can go to Beder Kabayis. He can go, we give money, and it's paka, and it's yetzel l'chulun. The car becomes chulun. Again, the money becomes hekdish. So there's a fundamental difference between kedushas dam, kedushas dam. Something which is better kabayis, I could be poida. What's that? I could be poida. Poida means that it's paka the kedusha. It's yaitz l'chulin. Kedushas gof, sulei paka. Kedushas gof can't go anywhere. Today's brings an example, an eved who became free, which means he got kedushas yisrael, right? You can't get, take that off. Kedusha, which is chal, is chal. And the nafkamina is, could you be poida? Could you monetarily remove the kedusha? Kedushas domim I could, kedushas gof I can't. Says Tosfos in Meila, that's the chilek whether the Baal Chayiv could collect. By Kedushas Domim, where it's pakable, Kedushas Domim could go off. You could remove it if you gave money instead of it. So the same way, if I give money, the Kedushas Domim goes off. What happens if I'm not giving money, but I'm coming to collect the Petar alone? I have a Shibut on it. The Shibut says, up till now, watch how I'm saying it, it belongs to who? To Hekdish? No, it belongs to me. Paka. It means Kedushas Domim, which is pakable. Horai, I can be poided with money. I'm going to say a very sharp lotion. I can be poided using Gvias Chayiv. You tell me, what do you mean by not giving money? They say, there's a different reason why I want the Kedusha go. I have a right to get it. There's another way of being mafkia the Kedusha. That's why Kedusha is done. By Kedusha Sakov, where there's a cloud of Sulei Paka, Kedusha Sakov can't go off. Once it's chal, it's there. So then, the same way you can't give money and remove it, the Baal Chayiv can't take it. What do you mean? The Baal Chayiv has a chayiv. The Baal Chayiv has a shibud. The Baal Chayiv has monetary reasons. It's all very nice. Sulei paka. That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos' resolution of this dilemma, he says that's pshat in Tosfos, Rashi, is that if you'll ask me, could you make the hekdish? The answer is yes. It's the lever. The lever can make the hekdish for sure. What's the shalom? You'll ask me, so what's the chalak kedushas dam kedushas akof? The answer is, could it go off? Kedushas akof can't go off. And the same way that you can't be played there with money, you can't be pointed with a gvias chayiv. So you can't, nothing you can do about hekdish. Mashen kein kedushas domim, where it can go off idea pigeon. You can go off idea gvias chayiv. Atkan, a very, very, very long dishatayis in getting daf memorable base to explain Shita's Rashi. And that's what Rashi meant to say, that everybody agrees that the malva comes along. 1 second. Everybody agrees that the malva can come along and be gaver from hekdish. Aye. We have a din that hef gives magdiya shibud. Yeah, that's only shibud. That's only kedushas agof, which is sulei paka. Kedushas domim goes off. I collect from hekdish. I go knock on Beder Kabayis' door and I take the car. That's what Tosfos says, pshat and Rashi. Frek the heiliger tois in simon kuf yitzayin sukkam beis. That's a very nice Tosfos. It doesn't fit with Rashi. Halei Rashi taught us frek the heiliger tois. Halei Rashi taught us that this is where you see how the Rashi, how the Ktzis was madgish the Rashi. In fact, the Heliger Ktzis, the Pshat of the Ktzis is a very nice Pshat. In fact, Ktzis, it doesn't stem with Rashi. How the Rashi was mechadish, yumangis chedish. Rashi was mechadish, then not only let a buyer can't you sell it, let Rav also you can't sell it, because they never should say. In fact, the Ktzis, a world famous Kasha. Halei, according to Rashi, comes back to Memonashach of Tosfos. Memonashach. Is it Bershusai or is it not Bershusai? If it's Bershusai, to make it hekdesh. But what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds not Rishusoi. Like Rashi says explicitly, you can't sell it. Rashi says explicitly that the mechira is not a mechira. You can't sell it. So it's the kasha very bluntly. What do you mean that kedushas haguf? I can't take from kedushas haguf. I'll ask the kasha point blank. What do you mean I can't take from kedushas haguf? Who made the kedushas haguf? You did. It's not Rishusoi. For the same reason why I can't sell it, I can't make kedushas haguf. In fact, the Ktzai is, how could Rashi say a chiluk between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim? Says the Ktzai is the chiluk is because this one's chalsu lepaka. Oh, that's the kasha point blank. What do you mean it's chalsu lepaka? How do you make Kedushas HaGuf? It's ene b'shulzoi. It's ene b'shulzoi. Azai, in fact, the chiluk Ktzai is on Rashi. What did Rashi mean to say a chiluk between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf? What do you tell me the chiluk is? Once it's chalsu lepaka, but how is it chal? Halishitas Rashi is that you can't sell it. It's bottled the mechira. So the same way it's bottled the mechir when you sell it to somebody else, it's bottled the hekdesh. As I affect the ktsayis on Rashi. Pelot. So Be'etzim, I could start the whole say that wrong. Fakert, I'll ask the kasha like this. Start over again. The Gemara over here says that everybody agrees, say Rav say Habaya, that when the loivis sells it, and the loivis magdish, the Balchayv takes it. Fakert, Rashi, how could the Balchayv take it? Aye. We have a din called Hekdesh Mafkeh Mishibut. And but Rashi, that's why Kedushas HaGuf. Oh, that's the kasha point blank. What do you mean Kedushas HaGuf? How do you make it Hekdesh? It's in Rishus HaGuf. That's the kasha point blank. How do you make it Hekdesh? Why? How do you make it Hekdesh? It's in Rishus HaGuf. You can't make it Hekdesh. As I fact, say this on Rashi. Because that means, I mean, it's the kasha in Azat Oifen. Halloy places in Gin also agrees that Loy Abaya, there's no chalik between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Dom. Halei Taisus himself speaks out in Gittin. Did the Elam chap that? Halei Taisus in Gittin speaks out. That Loi Rabaya, there's no chelim between Kedushas HaGuf. Why not? Why did Taisus speak out? Loi Rabaya, there's no chelim between Kedushas HaGuf. Did the Elam chap that? Why not? Loi Rabaya holds that it belongs to the Malva? Well, game's over. The Levi can't do Hekdesh. Halei Taisus himself speaks out that Loi Rabaya, there's no chelim between Kedushas HaGuf because you can't make it Hekdesh. You can't make it with the Sula Paka. What do you mean Sula Paka? It was never Chal. You can't make Kedushas HaGuf, you can't make Kedushas Domim. Fact this is the way to ask the kasha. Rubber like Rashi is not better than a buyer. Rubber says the label also can't sell it for different reason. That's the way to ask the kasha. How the Taisus himself who says this you this whole lundish chiluk between kedusha gof and kedusha dom they hear it's paka here it's not paka. How the Taisus himself speaks out. All this is in Rubber l'shitosi. The doyle mechap. Taisus again is saying a massive l'shitosi. The one who holds that kedusha gof is mafkir is Rubber l'shitosi who holds you're allowed to sell it. He speaks it out. Loid a buyer says Taisus. You can't make it not gof and not domim. The whole din that we find all over Shas that hekdesh is mafkiyah shibur v'kedushas haguf is only rovel the shitosei who holds v'kando la'abo hukoyve. So you're able to make the kedushas haguf. Taisa speaks out again. That's what Taisa says. Let a buy it is no chiluk because let a buy you can't make it hekdesh. Rovel the tamei. Rovel who holds all over that v'kando la'abo that it's not the malvas, it's the levis. So the levis can make it kedushas haguf. So it's ulepaka. The way they ask the kasha of the ktsayis is, but Rashi holds that Rav is worth the tabai that you can't make it hekdesh. You can't sell it. So vaita, what's the chiluk? Kedushas HaGuf, kedushas dom. The emek of the ktsayis kasha. Says the ktsayis that Rashi taka doesn't hold like ktsayis. Because according to Rashi, the chiluk between kedushas dom and kedushas HaGuf can't be here to paka, here to that paka. But how do you make the kedushas HaGuf? Says the ktsayis, an astounding pshat in Rashi. Again, we're using the Ktzayis, the Seven Kuf Yud Zayin, Sekom Beis, to say Pshat in Rashi here. Says the Ktzayis, I'll tell you what Rashi meant to say. Why did Rashi say that Rav is Moed, you can't sell it? Why did Rav agree that the Loive, albeit it's true, it belongs to him, but he can't pay Olach HaLois? I wasn't nisht. The reason is because Zayin HaBashusay. Zayin HaBashusay is an interesting Zaf, by the way. Zayin HaBashusay is some sort of limitation in the Bibles. It's yours, but it's anybody's. Drops the Ktzayis, a famous bomb. Says the Ktzayis, this newfangled chisaron of Einar Bershusa, where you own it, but it's not fully under your jurisdiction, is only a problem by Kedushas Dom and not by Kedushas Aguf. Says the Ktzayis, that this newfangled chisaron called Einar Bershusa, obviously something which is not yours, you can't make a Kedushas Aguf because you have no relevance to it. But something which is yours, but it's not under your jurisdiction, you can make Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas Domim, you can't make. And the Ktais brings a Raya. He brings the Kesef Mishnah, who says, there's another Chilek between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Dam. Tovah Shel Bal Eilam, you all know, but ain't on the Makkah Tovah Shel Bal Eilam. If I'm going to get a cow tomorrow, I can't be Makkah, I can't be Makkah it. But I could do Kedushas HaGuf. I could say, a cow that I'm going to buy tomorrow is going to be a Chatos. I ate Tovah Shel Bal Eilam. Kedushas HaGuf is easier to do than Kedushas Dam. Yeah, my son, Zok the Ktzois, that the chilek that Rashi made between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaDomim is not in the chalois is a paka, it's in the ability to make it. And the Ktzois says it has to be like that because the chalois that Rashi holds, that even though the leiva owns it, but he can't make chalois in it. So how does the Kedushas HaGuf get off the ground? You tell me, Hekdish Mafkiya Shibur, how do you make it Hekdish? So Tzais again didn't have the problem. Tzais again said, it's yours. He doesn't like this Rashi. He holds it's yours. So what's a chilek here? It's pucker, it's sula pucker. In fact, the ktseis, but Rashi holds you don't have the right to make the hektish. Because Zainab Bashusai drops the ktseis a bomb. A bomb. That the din of Zainab Bashusai, which doesn't allow you to make it hektish, only applies to Kedusha's dom, but doesn't apply to Kedusha's aguf. Why not, by the way? What's the chilek? I always like to explain this ktseis. I'll be the famous Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaver brings down in Baba Kama, Siman Lama Dalet. The Bochber in Birkus Shmuel in Baba Kama Siman Lamed Daled quotes a shtickle from his Rebbe Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said something very, very interesting and very sadistic. It's something you need to take with you. Reb Chaim said like this: there's two types of hekdish. There's hekdish damim, and there's kedushas aguf and kedushas damim. There's financial hekdish, and there's physical hekdish. Both of them have kedusha. Both of them have meila. Both of them belong to hekdish. They belong to Hashem. Says the Reb Chaim, very interesting. But the way it becomes Hekdesh are two different ways. Listen to Reb Chaim. Kedushas Domim becomes Hekdesh with a financial transaction. You give it to Hekdesh. You're makne to Hekdesh. Once you're makne to Hekdesh and it belongs to Hekdesh, it gets Kodesh, it becomes Helik. So Kedushas Domim, the journey begins with Mominus. You give it to Hekdesh, Hekdesh owns it. And by the fact that it's owned by Hekdesh, now it becomes holy. Kedushas HaGuf works the other way around. Kedushas HaGuf is a mechel kedusha on the animal, it becomes an oila. And once it becomes kodesh, memela belongs to Hekdesh. Azazok Reb Chaim, Birkus Shmuel, and Siman Lamadal, and Baba Kama. There are two different directions how you get to the kedusha. By kedushas domim, you're fundamentally doing a financial transaction, making it belong to Hekdesh, a magnet to the Hekdesh. Then it becomes Helik. By Kedushas HaGuf, what you're doing is the other direction. I have the ability of taking a behema of Choyer and being Makdish. I make it holy. Once it's holy, once it's a Helik Azach, it belongs to the Ebishta. What the Ktzais meant to say was like this, that by Kedushas Domim, what you're fundamentally doing is a momentistic transaction. You're giving it to the Ebishta. You're giving it. That's governed by the rules of Einar Bershusay, the same way you can't sell it, you can't make it hefker, you can't give it to the Eibishter. But by Kedushas HaGuf, I'm not giving it to the Eibishter. I'm not doing any business with the Eibishter. By Kedushas HaGuf, I'm taking the Behemalah and I'm making it holy. That's not governed by the rules of Bershusay. That's not governed by Davash of Al-Elam. I have the right to take a Behemah and be Mechel holiness on it. Once it's holy, once it's a Hele Gazach, once it's a Kodesh to Gazach, it belongs to the Eibishter. That's Niflam Oila Mita Shalter Plat Planik Tzais. So the Ktzais tells us a bomb that when you make something Kedushas Domim, which is fundamentally a Moministic transaction, it's governed by the rules of Mominism. One of them is Einar Bershusa. You can't be makna something to somebody that's not completely under your jurisdiction. Kedushas HaGuf, I'm not being makna to anybody. What I'm doing is I'm taking the behemah, I'm being Michal on it, I'm making a Chalois Kedush on it. A Yid has the ability to bring Kedush into the world. So I'm not doing a Moministic transaction. All I'm doing is making it holy. Once it becomes Kaddish, now it belongs to the Eibishter. Making things Kaddish is not governed by the rules of Einar Bershusa. By the way, it has to be mine. I can't go ahead and somebody else's animal and make it Kaddish, obviously. Well, obviously, I can't go ahead and make somebody else's animal Kaddish because the word is a Vaydar Dashdi, because my talking about somebody else's has no meaning, Bachal. It doesn't have any meaning. I can't go make that guy's horse, that guy's shepsel into a carpet, because what I said doesn't have any meaning, Bachal. My Dibur has no Chalais Kedusha, something which is not mine. That's another Pashuk. But when I'm making a Mominus the Kazakh, which is what Kedusha Mominus is, that's L'chayra, the split that the Ktzai says. One second. Hayetze Midvareinu is that we have two pshatim and how to read the Rashi. Rashi over here said a split. That the Gemara over here said that the Malva can collect from Hegdish. Gemara over here said in Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph that the Malva can collect from Hegdish. In fact, Rashi Astira. What do you mean the Malva collect from Hegdish? The Gemara says not like that. Hegdish Mafkiya Shibut. The answer is that's Kedushas Aguf, that's Kedushas Dam. Broke out of Machlekes between the Tosis and Gittin and the Ktosis. What did Rashi mean? Tosis says that the Chilek is Sule Paka. They're both Chal. They're both Chal. Just here it's Paka, here it's not Paka. And the Ktosis says it can't be that's the Chilek. Because Rashi holds it's not Chal. The Chilek is that here it's Chal and here it's not Chal. That's the Chilek. Kedushas Damim is not Chal. Kedushas Damim is bottle, better said. And the Kedushas Damim is bottle, because the Kedushas Damim is subject to the rules of Ein Vashusai. And the Kedushas Haguf is not subject to Ein Vashusai. So the Chilek between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim according to the Ktsais is in the Asiyah, in the making the Hegdish. Kedushas Haguf I could make even though it's Ein Vashusai, Kedushas Damim I can't. That's according to the Ktsais. That's the spalt that Rashi said between Damim and Guf is whether I have the ability to make the Hegdish. And according to the Tosis again, the Chilek is not whether you have the ability to make it, you have the ability to make it. So the Chilek is whether it's Paka or not Paka when the Malva comes and collects it, whether it could be Paka. When I was... One second. I have L'chayra, a Diuk, but it's a Nifladik, a Diuk, a Raya against the Ktsais from the Rashi. I have a Raya from the Rashi, Minei Ubei. A nifladik raya against the ktsaisis pshat in Rashi of the chilek between kedushas hakof and kedushas mamon. What's my raya? Rashi brings a number of cases of kedushas hakof. What are they? Koinomos, nidarm, hegdish. What's the third case that Rashi brings of kedushas hakof? Mace. A guy died, nebuch. And anything which is used for the mace is also behano. That's the din. A very interesting kasha. It's a kedusha sagof. It's a kedusha on the goof of the zach. An interesting shayla. The kedusha of the mace is a kedusha that I make or it comes by itself. What do you say? I make the kedusha. I shaf the kedusha, or it's chal by itself because it's shaychus to the mace. It's chal by itself. I don't make the kedusha. So. Which chilek of Guf and Mammon does it fit with? The chilek of the Ktsais or the chilek of Taisus? The chilek of the Ktsais, that the chilek is whether you have the ability to make it. So Kedushas HaGuf, you have the ability to make, because it's not subject to the rules of Chalaisin. And Kedushas Domim, not. So what do you bring in the case of Mace? The case of Mace has no shaykhus to the chilek. According to the Ktsais, the distinction between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf is, do you have the ability to make the Kedusha? Kedushas Domim, you have the ability to make, you don't have the ability. And Kedushas HaGuf, you have the ability, because Kedushas HaGuf is not subject to the rules of Ein Vashusai. The Kedushas HaGuf of the Mace is no shaykhus b'chal to that topic. It's not because you're doing it, so it's not yeah, it's not. There's no shaykhus b'chal. Why did Rashi bring it in b'chal? If the Rashi is coming to explain that the chilek of Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaDomim is, do you have the ability to make the Kedusha? So Kedushas HaDomim, I don't have the ability because it's subject to the rules of Ein Vashusai. And the Kedushas HaGuf, I am able to because it's not subject to the rules, like I just explained for both Berush and Reb Chaim. The Mace is b'chal, a different story completely. There the Kedushas HaGuf by itself is b'chal, no shaykhus b'chal to this. According to Tosis, Niflamoid. Going to taste the chilek of Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaDomim is not in the making of it, it's in the hapaka. Could the Kedusha go off? So there, Tais Rashi says a beautiful zach. Kedushas HaDomim could go off. Kedushas HaGuf can't go off. What's the example of Kedushas HaGuf that doesn't go off? Mace, Koinamas, Hekdish, that's Niflamoid. I'm not even sure it's a deer. It could be to Raim Muchachas against the Ktsais. Why did Rashi bring in Mace? Mace is no Shaychas Bechal to the topic of how do you go make the Hekdish. Mace is Shaychas to the topic of could the Hekdish go off? But in the topic of the Ktsais, that the agenda of Rashi is the ability to make the Hekdish. That's a chiluk between Kedushas HaGuf of a korban and Kedushas HaDomim of Bedek Abayis. Has no shaykh b'chal to the Kedusha of Mace that you're not making anyway. That's a nifl dikadiyuk against the Ktsais. It's mekubal in the Velt that the Ktsais is not enough to answer Rashi besides this shocking diuk that I just said. Shocking diuk. The Ktsais is a Rosh in Yevomas Daf Mem Vov. Over there also the Gemara says, Hegdish is mafkiya midei shibud. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down Rashi, who is chalak between Kedushas HaGof and Kedushas Damim. And the Tais Rosh brings the whole Hezra of Tais and Gittin. I repeat, the Tais Rosh in Gittin, Daf, Mem, Vav, brings down the Rashi, who's Mechalik between Kedushas HaGof and Kedushas Damim, and he attaches to that the Hezra of Tais and Gittin. In fact, Kedushas Damim is Pokra, and Kedushas HaGof is not Pokra. I repeat, the Tosis HaRosh in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav brings down this Rashi who made a chiluk between Domim and Gof, and he says, what's the chiluk? He says, the chiluk is because Domim could go off and Kedusha Gof can't go off. Fergich, what do you mean Domim can go off and Gof doesn't go off? How do you make the Gof? What do you do with the Rashi by us? He says, you can't do it. He's saying it in Rashi. Comes back to Tosis Kasha. It means we found a Rishon who learned up that Rashi held that the chiluk is the chiluk of Tosis and Gittin, not the chiluk of the Tosis. The Tosis learned that the chiluk of Kedusha Gof Dom is in the Asiya. Do you have the ability to make the Hekdesh? Kedusha Dom you can't make, because it's in a Bershus and Kedusha Zagof, like a Baruch said, you could make. You can't, you could make. But the Tais HaRosh says, Mephorash, that the Chiluk is in the Sulei Paka, that while Kedusha Dom goes off and Kedusha Zagof doesn't go off, Fekir HaKasha, this, the Tais is Kasha. What do you mean the Kedusha Zagof doesn't go off? What do you mean Sulei Paka? How do you make the Kedusha Zagof? It's in a Bershus. He doesn't say the Chiluk of the Tais, he says the Chiluk is Sulei Paka. So we have a major address in one of the Gedalia Rishonim to look for a Teretz on the Tais is Kasha. Here I want to say the grand finale of this Vard of Rashi. We'll take it another step further. Watch. We already said yesterday, and the day before already, but yesterday, Behikr, that when Rashi says that the Lever can't sell it because of the Shivut, he didn't mean because of the Shivut now. He meant because Kimot Zimna, Vivalt, the Malva has a right to exercise the Shibud. Klapi, that right that the Malva has the right to exercise the Shibud, the Leiva Epis is Shach. Ain't a Bishlus, correct? I'm going to use this humongish Ktesis Kasha to fine tune what does it mean, Ain't a Bishlus? We're going to go much deeper now. What does Ain't a Bishlus mean? What's Ain't a Bishlus? It's like this. Let's make a Cheshbon. Akoint Abaya. What does Abaya hold? Was halt Abaya? Abaya holds that when the Malva collects in the end, it belonged to him from the beginning. How do I know that, by the way, that it belonged to him from the beginning? Because Abaya said he can sell it. The Malva could sell it from day one. So according to Abaya, when you exercise the Shibud in the end, whatever that means, we're going to spend a few days talking about it. It's yours already from day one. What's about it's yours? The goof is yours. You can go sell it. It's yours. It's the Malva. It's not the Leiva's. So, great Abaya, is there any tzad in the world the Leiva could be makdish it? No. Kedushas HaGof. Kedushas Damim. It's not his. Make up your mind. It's either the Malva's or the Leiva's. If at the end of the day, when the Malva goes ahead and takes it, we say that it was his all along, atke dekach, that he could sell the Gof HaDover, so it's not the Leivas. So who said that? Who says that clearly that the Leiva let Abaya cannot do Hegdish? Tais and Gittin. Tais and Gittin speaks out, they let Abaya, the ball game's over. There's no Kedushas HaGof, no Kedushas HaDover. It's not yours. Not yours. Now let's put Rava under the microscope here. What does Rava say? Rava holds, it is yours. How do I know that it's the Leivas? The Malva can't sell it? The Malva has a Shibud. They don't overdo it. Just because you have a Shibud for tomorrow, that's not enough of a reason to go ahead and say that today it's the Malva. It's not the Malva's. When does it become the Malva's? When he collects it. Came along Rashi and said, but there is epis, I'm using the word epis. There's epis of limitation in the Leiva's ability to sell it. It's epis anabrishusim. Now it's time to understand, what does this anabrishusim mean? What do you mean, Zanamai Rishos? It's mine. I understand you. I want to say a tif of art now. What does Ainah Rishos mean? If you hold this Ainah Shaloy Let Abaya, that's clear. It's the Malva, it's not the Leivas. I'm repeating again, the Malva is able to sell it. So it's the Malva, not the Leivas. But according to Rav, it's not the Malva, it's Chasa Shalom. It's the Leivas. But the Leiva can't do a Mechira for us nisht. It's Ainah Rishos. What does it mean, Ainah Rishos? I'll ask you, what do you mean, Ainah Rishos? Today, the land's mine. The Malva has a right to collect it. That's tomorrow. What does it mean, Ainah Rishos? The land's sitting next to me. I'm plowing the field. What does it mean, Ainah Rishos? What is it, Ainah Rishos? Said Rabbi Seinu, this is what the Ainah Rishos is. The Ainah Rishos is that Yutaka owned the land. And right now the land's in your rishos. So where does tomorrow's shibud kick in? Like we said yesterday, that the shibud of tomorrow, epis kicks in. Wait, why does it kick in? Haloi, I'm going to stress it now. Rava holds Bikana Lahafarugrafa. He doesn't hold my Mafarugrafa. About fart the shibud, epis kicks in. What is this epis? I repeat, Rava doesn't hold my Mafarugrafa. Rava holds it's the Leivas, not the Malvas. This whole business that Bai said that it belongs to the Malvas, was not true. Not true, it's the Leivas. The Leivas still has right to pay him off, the Leivas can still throw him out. It's not the Malvas yet. Now the word is epis. What is this epis? So yesterday I said it's epis. But now I want to say what the epis is. The epis is that, albeit it's true you own it, but legapi the gvir, you don't have rishos to sell it. I repeat. Albeit it's true you own it. But there's one thing that you don't have. You don't have it under your control to go sell it b'negeya when it's going to meet up with gvir. Klapi that matzah. I'm not saying that because there's a shibud on the land, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Not true. It is Rosh Hashanah. Today's Rosh Hashanah. The not Rosh Hashanah is, listen to the critical sentence I'm saying now. It's not Rosh Hashanah for you to sell it even b'makom gvia. For the gvia, when it's going to clash with the gvia, klapi the circumstance when it's going to clash with the gvia. You don't have the right. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not your Rosh Hashanah. I repeat. Klapi the circumstance of Gvia, klapi that, it's not in your rishos. I'm watering down Rava, because again, Rava doesn't hold like Abaya. Rava doesn't hold like Abaya. Abaya says that it's the Malvus from now on finished. Rava holds it's the Malvus. Abaya's the Malvus finished. The book is old, the Malvus can sell it. Rava says, no way, Malvus can't sell it. It's not the Malvus, it's the Levis. But it's not in rishos. What is it not in rishos? What's not in rishos? It's my thing. The land's here. I'm paying, I'm eating it. Mabaya. The Teretz is, you don't have the right to go clash with the Schus Gvia. Klapi the Schus Gvia, it's not in your rishos. I remember when I was a bacha 40 years ago, I heard this from a bacha the first time. He read a Rashi in Bar Metzia Daf Yudal on my base that I showed like some of you at night. This is a Bar Metzia. From the Gemara inside. Rashi in Bamazia says a Lashon on the base. It's on the first, it's actually, I printed it out on the first day of the Marmor Kremlin, so those of you who didn't make airplanes out of it. Rashi says it's a Lashon. If you have your first Marmor Kremlin, you can look at it. It's on the page B, correct? On the bottom. Oh. You have it? Look at your Marmor Kremlin. Ramakon number one, page B. I presume you're all saving it. If one day you want to say shit, you need Ramakrimus. Maybe Rabbi Yitzi will send you the Ramakrimus free of charge. Only a few of you want to be like Dishram. What do you want to be? Accountants? Lawyers? Rosh Hashivas? You don't want to say shit. You just want to raise money. You want to do a shiva. That's something else. It's a different profession. But she was on the Ramah Kremis. Yeah, look inside the Rashi. You have it on page B over here. Levi b'alchoyev shatarfa b'alchoyev imenu b'shulchoyev v'leg zu b'hoysa. The mechira mal yaisehi calls man shalaytarfa imenu. You can faint from such a Rashi. One place in the Shas. Look inside. The mechira mal yaisehi. It's a good mechira. Calls man shalaytarfa imenu. It's a good mechira as long as he didn't grab. This Rashi's myridic, why? On one hand, the Rashi supports the Rashi by us, who says that the ability to collect is because the Mechir is over. This Rashi supports the Veltz Chiddush that we started this month. What does Rashi say? It's a good Mechira as long as you don't grab. Funny way of saying it. It's a good Mechira forever. The guy has the right to grab it. He had the ring of Rashi. It's a good Mechira as long as he didn't grab it. So on one hand, the Rashi's a breath of fresh air. Rashi's saying that the ability to collect is because Mechira ends. Not because of the fifth grape shot of Shibud that I have a Shibud on it. Rashi says clearly that the ability to grab is because the Mechira is over. That's Rashi L'Shitas over here. It's Rashi L'Shitas. But the Rashi over there says explicitly that the Mechira is Chal until you grab it. There's two Nekudas in that Rashi. Rashi says it's a good Mechira until you grab it. It's first of all stating the Rashi, a support to our Rashi, that after you grab it, the Mechira is over. Who told that to Rashi? Rashi by us. Rashi Bayez taught us the big revolution of Shibudim, that the ability to go collect from Lakuchas is not because you have a right to knock on the Kehar's door. You don't have a right to knock on his door, but you make a bittul HaMekach. That's the big ufrais of our Rashi. That Rashi agrees with it. Just Rashi over there says that it's a good Bechira. Till then, what's the Bir HaTorah? Why is it? So once Rav Bashri explained that the word is, that's the Ein of Rishusa of this Rashi. The Ein of Rishusa of this Rashi is, what is this Ein of Rishusa? Ein of Rishusa is a very vague Zach, by the way. Ein of Shaloi is very black and white. If it's the Malvas, it's not the Loivas. So according to Abayu holds Marfeu Gave, the boy comes over. It's the Malvas, not the Loivas. Nothing to talk about. It's not yours. Haraya, I repeat again for the 10th time, the Malvas can go in the Magdish. He can go sell it. But the Ein of Rishusa of Rava is, what is the Ein of Rishusa? Ein of Rishusa will got me what? Is Ein of Rishusa today? No. The part is that the exercising of the Shibud, when the Baal, he has a right to exercise the Shibud, when he exercises the Shibud, klapi the matzav of Shibud, it's Ein of Rishusa. Klapi the matzav from now, from today on, I don't have the right to make a sale that's going to clash with his right to collect, because klapi, the right to collect, it's out of my jurisdiction to make a sale that's going to block his ability to collect. And to the side of ending shit today. Yeah? Yeah, listen to me. I'm saying better. The Einar Bershusa is my inability to clash with his right to collect. It's Einar Bershusa Ligabi, the right to collect. That's all. So I don't have the right to make a sale that's going to clash with his right to collect. That's, it's Einar Bershusa Ligabi, his right to collect it. That's why Rashi says that it's a sale until. That's why it's a sale until the Tirfa. Because the Ein of Rishusa is, I don't have the jurisdiction to sell it to clash with his right to be Tirf. That not. So when he comes and exercises his right to be Tirf, I didn't have a Rishusa for that. That's the epis that Rava was made to. Rava held that it's mine. Tell them I said that you should check my pension fund because I'm retiring. One second. That's what Rava was made in Abaya. Abaya said that the ability of the loiver to collect it makes it his all the way. Rava says, no. That they have a right to collect it doesn't make... What did he say? He told him, I'm leaving? Why? It's the 100th time I threatened him already. He knows I don't mean it. Too old to leave. What am I going to do? What are you doing all day? Play golf? No, I'm not going back to college. Never went. No online courses either. I'm done with education. I mean, neither of you want me to open a yeshiva because you want to be the mashgiach. Right? You're in the gears. He wants to be a mashgiach. You don't know. You don't know. He thinks he's the Alta from the Baratok, the Vodka Kelm wrapped into one. Yes, he has a little bit of all of them. Listening? The Einoi Bershusay of Rava is this Nekuda. It's not in my Rishus. To what? It's mine. To block the Gvir? It's not in my Rishus. No. Doesn't it? That's the Ein of Rishus. That's the Epis. So when we said yesterday that he's Moedet Tabaya, that the rights of Gvir cause Epis of Giroyin, what does it mean that the rights of Gvir cause Epis of Giroyin? What does it mean? So we said yesterday it was like this. What did Tracy ask? Tracy said, if the guy pays cash, how do the care get him? He said, Chas v'shal, the guy pays cash, he's not utilizing his rights of Gvir. Chas v'shalom. It's an avada, I could tell. Avada with shtering rova is not the state of shibud. What shtering rova is his rights of gvir. Fine. But what in his rights of gvir shtering me? And he said that yesterday. All I said yesterday was that Rashi didn't mean to say that a land that has a shibud I can't sell. What Rashi meant to say was that his rights of gvir tomorrow shter my selling. But what does it shter? So later by, I know what it shters, because later by it doesn't shter. It's not yours. Finished. Like Rava, what does the rights of gvir shter? I'm going to go with the minimum, not with the maximum. The minimum is it doesn't allow me to sell it to clash with his rights of gvir. Now I say to the punchline, but does it allow me to sell it to the gvir? Absolutely. That's what Rashi says. It's a Bechira Malayaisa calls man Shalitarfa. But why? I'm going to ask Akasha now bluntly on the Rashi and Bemazir. What do you mean it's a Bechira Malayaisa calls man Shalitarfa? You sold it, you didn't sell it. Forget. What do you mean it's a Bechira Malayaisa calls man Shalitarfa? He has a lost you can faint. It's a good Bechira as long as he didn't grab it. I'm saying you sold it, you didn't sell it. Make your mind. The answer is, yeah, I sold it. So what? Why? So why tear for not? Because it's Einar Bershusay Ligabi his right. For that, I don't have the right. That's Nifla Moid. Memela, Avadale Rashi says that his rights in the Shibut shter my ability to sell. But what does it sell? It stirs my ability to sell it for the time when he comes and makes a clear. Klappy that matziv, I don't have the right. Einar Bershusay. Evazay. So now I understand the chiluk between shibud ago, kivush ago, kivush dom. Halei Rashi, when Rashi said I can't sell it, he meant I can't sell the bechal. When Rashi said I can't sell it, what did he mean to say? I can't sell it forever. I can't sell it in a way that's going to clash with the shibud. But till the tirfa, it's a mechir mayaisa. Ah, it's a mechir mayaisa till the shibud, till the gvir. Hi nebuch, kivush ago, sulei paka. What can you do? Once Kedusha Gof lands, it doesn't go off. Fact says, what do you mean Kedusha Gof wants to land? How did it land? I mean, Rashi says there's no sale. Depends what Rashi means. The Ktsais, Lushitasu, who learned that no sale means I don't have the right to make a sale on a Bechlal. Because there's a Shibud. I don't have the right to sell it. How can I make Kedusha Gof? But that's not what Rashi meant. What Rashi meant is that Atke Dekach, that the Ktsais says, if you can't sell it, so what happens if the guy gives money? You can't make a sale, you can't make a sale, you can't make a sale. I want everyone to pay attention now to whatever I'm saying. Now is the most important thing the whole day today. The Torah says we said two steps. What's the two steps? Yesterday I said step number one. Rashi didn't mean say stam, you can't sell it. Rashi meant to say that the rights of the Shibud tomorrow is what shteres me. That's why we took off the Ktsais' kasha. That was stage one. Stage one that took off the Ktsais' kasha was the Ktsais said, listen, remember again, the case is, if you can't sell it, so why do I care if the labor pays cash tomorrow? You can't sell it. So we took off that the table yesterday. We said no. Rashi didn't mean to say that the Sheba blocks me from selling it. It's his rights to collect it tomorrow that block me from selling it. Only if he collects it tomorrow. If he collects it tomorrow, that's what shtares. That's the aleph I said yesterday. Now I'm going weiter. And then that the collecting of tomorrow shtares me. What is the shtare? Well, here's the two steps. Step number one is the Ktsais came along and asked the Kasha and said, listen, if you can't sell it, so you can't sell it, so even if the labor pays money tomorrow, you didn't have the right to sell it. He said, no, that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean to say that you can't sell it because now there's Grada Shibud. Rashi meant to say that his rights of tomorrow, shter, you're selling it. That's only if tomorrow he collects it. If he pays money, it's no problem. That's what he said yesterday. Now I'm going a step weiter. This that we say that his right to collect it tomorrow, I mean, chiddush number one is that what shteres the selling is his right to collect it tomorrow, not the state of shibud. If it's the state of shibud that blocks me from selling it, the Ktsais is right. You can't sell it because there is a shibud. What do I care if the labor paid money tomorrow? There was no sale. That was yesterday's raid. So yesterday's raid, we two darif, that Rashi didn't mean to say that the shibud blocks me from selling it. Rashi meant to say his right to collect it blocks me from selling it. Now I want to know, how does the right to collect it block me from selling? I'm going a step weiter. The way it blocks me from selling it is because it says that I don't have the right to sell it, to block his right of collecting. That's what it means. But till I clash with his right to collect, why can't I sell it? How many of it is mine? It's not the Balva's. No, Balva's, I don't have the reshus to clash with his right to collect. Okay. So it's a mechira ma'ayis until the terfa. That's MS Lamita Shaltaiva, Mimela. Avada and Avada le Rava Itzchal. So what's the color between Kedusha Gof and Kedusha Dam? Kedusha Dam is the part of Kedusha Dam, is that? Mele, the place of Rosh is 100% correct. That the chiluk that Rashi meant to say between Kedusha Dam and Kedusha Sin was not in the Kedusha chat of could you make it. Avada, you could make it. The chiluk is, it's a pucker, it's an apucker. I'll repeat Tosis's kasha. Halashitas Rashi is that you can't make it. The answer is, but the Rashi of Rav and Abaye are two worlds. Let Abaye, Yitaka can't do it because it's not yours. Let Rav is yours. Just as Eina Bershusa. What is the Eina Bershusa? The Eina Bershusa is the tomorrow. As I say, before Shirashi in Yadal. Now, Lafisa, Avashak and Kasha. The Gemara says that Abaye and Rav lay pligi. They don't argue. Because side by side, the Malbec and Gor collector. It says, Rashi, we're talking about Kedusha's tongue. This is if you can't be what I called. So, first of all, what do you mean, Kuliam Ole Pligi? There's a huge nafkamina between Rav and Abaye. What's a nafkamina? Kedusha's Agov. Lord Abaye, could you make Kedusha's Agov? Lord Abaye, could you make Kedusha's Agov? Why, it's not yours, Lord Rav. Where you can make the Mechira Mal Yaisa Tulatir, for you can make Kedusha's Agov. And once the Chal, it's what? It's a lepaka. So why is it going to say atkam lepligi? There's a mega machlekes between Abaye and Rava. Whether or not you can make kedushas akuf. So the answer is an achanami. The Gemara was saying there's no nafkamina. The Malva can go collect by kedushas dam, but an achanami. There's a huge nafkamina between Abaye and Rava when the loy is made kedushas akuf. Like Abaye, it's not chal and Rava. It's chal. That's unbelievable nafkamina. When it says atkam lepligi, when the loy does it, there's no machlekes. You're right. When he makes kedushas adam, there's no. And by the way, even in kedushas adam, there's a machlekes. What would be the machlekes for kedushas adam? Whether it was chal for a week. If a guy did meila during the week until the tirfa, it was a chal or not. You're right. Kuliyam lepligi, the malva could take it because kedushas adam is paka, like Tosfos says in Gittin. But there is an afkamina whether or not the kedushas adam was chal b'chal. According to Bahai, not chal b'chal. According to Rav, it's chal for a week. Then it goes off. So we use this Rashi over here to sharpen what Eina Bershusa means, like Rashi. That's the Emes of Shad and Rashi, and the Chalav between Kedusha Gof and Kedusha Dam, Lefishit as Rashi. And we're going to see much more Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Ashor Tov Umuslach.